Hasidic Jews in New York are on edge following the stabbing last weekend at a Hanukkah party in the town of Muncie. Five people were injured, one critically. Governor Andrew Cuomo says all told, there were more than a dozen anti-Semitic incidents reported statewide last month. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann spent time with one Hasidic family in Brooklyn. They say their community faces growing hatred, and it's coming at them from different directions.
It's a chilly night in the Williamsburg neighborhood, the streets busy with Hasidic families coming and going, the men and boys wearing distinctive hats and beards and side curls known as payas.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. I'm Brian Mann.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Esther Weiss and her husband Yehuda have lived here all their lives. Inside, their street-level home is bright. Yehuda pours me a glass of orange juice while Esther sets out a tray of sugared nuts. But they quickly turn to the reason for my visit.
We all get worried and scared.
It's very scary, and it's putting a lot of stress on our daily lives.
Hasidic Jews started moving to Williamsburg in the 1930s, and the community's population now tops 70,000. There are traditional schools, kosher shops, and synagogues. Esther says it was a great place to grow up.
We were always sheltered and felt comfortable living easily, happily, without any fears. But these instances are rising tremendously faster than we could decide what we're supposed to do with our lives now.
This is still one of the safest neighborhoods in New York, but recent anti-Semitic incidents have shaken people here. It ranges from harassment and bullying to the full-blown violence of the machete attack in Muncie, just north of the city. There was also a deadly attack last month against a kosher market across the river in Jersey City, New Jersey. Yehuda says it's especially frightening for Hasidic Jews whose traditional clothing and hair mark them as targets.
I never thought of having weapons by me to defend myself because I don't feel that it's a good thing that everybody should have guns or any weapons at all. But now I'm really thinking they should have a bottle of mace at least in your pocket.
I ask why they think this is happening. Why this apparent increase in aggression against Jews? They say it seems to be coming from a lot of different directions. First, from white supremacists.
It almost sounds like the Nazis are picking their heads up again. My parents were both Holocaust survivors and they're still alive. They're here to tell the stories. But we thought here in New York, it's a story of the past. It's not going to happen here.
But the Weisses say they're worried about threats and harassment from almost everybody. Some of the most violent incidents in recent weeks, including the Muncie attack, allegedly involved African-American suspects, not white supremacists. The Weisses say they have good relations with many of their black neighbors, but they make their living as landlords, renting apartments. They used to collect rents in person. Now they try not to.
We always used to go down to the buildings, to the properties to check up. We're scared to go. You don't know what's going to happen. They're going to see a Jewish guy here. They're going to find a target. So we're not going. We're doing by phone, by email, as much as we can.
While we talk, Esther and Yehuda's son, Laser, comes in and sits listening.
I'm turning 12 this next month.
Laser's always been what you might call a free-range kid, walking to school, running errands in the neighborhood at all hours. But with his smaller set of side curls, he too is clearly identifiable as Hasidic. He says he feels vulnerable.
Sure. We are talking about
kids share scary stories, Laser says. There are security posts outside their schools, and they've been holding live shooter drills. He says it makes him anxious.
Coming home, I see a white car go fast, and I turn around. I see it's opening the door.
I started running.
Laser's mom no longer lets him go out after dark. The Weisses blame a lot of this anti-Semitism on the internet.
Because this, what you're seeing, saluting and the swastikas drawn all over, graves being attacked, it's just what's seeping out. But what's going on underneath?
It should be closed, such internet sites. That's very terrible they leave it open because that goes to a lot of people in 1 minute.
Officials say they are stepping up police patrols to restore a sense of security to Jewish neighborhoods. But the Weisses say for now, things feel like they're getting worse, not better. Brian Mann, NPR News, Brooklyn.